Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to today's Bang & Olufsen Quarter Three Results Conference Call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode until we conduct the question and answer session, and instructions will be given at that time. If anyone should require operator assistance during this call, please press star followed by zero on your telephone keypad. And just to remind you all, this conference call is being recorded. I would now like to hand over to today's chairperson, CEO of Bang & Olufsen, Mr. Torbjørn Sørensen. Please begin your meeting, and I'll be standing by. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and welcome to everybody to this Bang & Olufsen conference. I'm not alone as usual. I have Randi Toftlund with me and Peter Tostrup with me as well. Let me just start up with a few key words, and then we will enjoy question and answers. Basically, we feel we are on track towards the result that we have guided for in the beginning of the year. We did have a few cases of launch delays on two television products, but in spite of that, we have actually shown that our business model works. We have had a sustainable and a really quite healthy growth in 8% in the main business. And we believe we are on course to delivering the results. In fact, we have guided slightly upward on in that respect. So all in all, we feel quite pleased about the results. We know that if you isolate the quarter, you can always dissect into some corners, but we feel we're on the right track and also the right track for the year as such. I don't think I will go into more details here, but rather prefer that we have a good dialogue. So I'm opening now the forum for questions and answers. If there are any.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question at this time, please press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. To cancel your request, you can press the hash or the pound key. Once again, that's the number 1 to register a question and the hash or the pound key should you wish to cancel. And our first question comes from the line of Klaus Madsen. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello, it's Klaus Madsen from Handelsbanken. First, on the delayed product launches, I was wondering if you could perhaps give us a feeling for how delayed and how material the delayed launch of Beovision 9 is, for instance, in terms of the coverage in terms of percent that you have rolled this specific product out to among your B1 dealers. And also, if you could explain why we will see the Beovision 8 now being launched in August instead of in Q4. And the final thing is, if you could give the like-for-like growth you've seen in your stores, either for the 9-month period or for Q3 in isolation.
All right, Klaus, I will start out with the first points, and then I believe Peter will fill in on some of the like-for-like. Well, Beovision 9 is rightly one of the products that we have mentioned in the report that we have seen a slower ramp-up and a slower volume curve than we actually had planned for ourselves. The launch itself was burdened because it was a very, very integrated, highly integrated products, very complex products. So we wanted to be totally sure that as we ramped up, that that every test equipment, everything was in proper place. And that has taken us a few months delay compared to where we would like to be. But of course, in a given quarter, and for that sake, in a certain part of at the end of the year, of course, that will means that we are losing a little bit. In total, on the TV family, the other one is Beovision 8. I mean, we're talking about a three-digit number in the low end of that scale. So it's not a huge amount, but of course, on a small quarter, it does mean something. We are already now with Beovision 8 in the delivery mode at scale on a 26-inch television, and we are ramping up production in the months of May and June, but we don't want to launch a product in the middle of the summer, so Beovision 8 in the 32-inch version we have chosen to not launch in the market until in August, which is a choice on our side. So the demand is okay, absolutely. In fact, on Beovision 9, we simply could not fill up the orders. All stores have got the products for display and for selling, but there is a certain delivery time, and that's happening from time to time. So We just wanted to mention it to you so that you can see that in spite of that, we actually are delivering a healthy growth of the company. That was one question and one long answer. I think the last one, at least I remember, was about the organic growth from the stores. If you, Peter, will comment on that.
Organic growth on the B1 stores first 9 months is 4%, mature stores, like for like, same for shop and shop. But that number is, of course, a composition of huge variations from country to country, where we have some markets with setbacks, like we have in Denmark and France, so, and then other markets where we have substantial gains. I can mention Germany, Switzerland, Italy, where the U.S., where they're growing quite nicely. But in aggregate, 4%, but with big variations from country to country.
Okay, then just a couple of add-ons, if I may. Could you give us the U.S. growth rate at a wholesale level? I guess the figure you're reporting still is suffering from the deconsolidation of some retail. And also, the 7% guidance you give for the full year implies organic growth or growth in the range of 13 to 15%, I would assume, for the branded business in Q4. Is that a number you're perfectly comfortable with on the back of the product launch effect you now foresee in the quarter?
So the guidance we are comfortable with. Otherwise, we wouldn't have guided. So the answer to that is yes. I don't have the U.S. number in local currency at wholesale level right now. We will have to find that, Klaus. I don't have it here.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Michael Rasmussen. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you, guys. Just a couple of follow-up questions. I got most of my questions answered there. On the country level, looking at both Switzerland and also looking at Spain, Portugal, isolated Q3, can you please describe to us what has happened here?
What do you mean, what has happened?
Well, looking at the first 6 months, we've seen 15% growth local currency, and looking at the 9 months aggregated, it's 9% for both markets.
I think there can be variations that we track more on the overall growing rates and the momentum of the markets, and we must say that, of course, last year Switzerland had a phenomenal growth. Maybe that has softened a little bit. I don't know.
One of the key comparisons in the two quarters relate to that last year we had a heavy impact of the launch of BioVision 740H,
yes,
which is a very valuable product for us, whereas this year we are missing our launch quantities. So when we try to sense the market mood, we actually try to sense what is going on at retail level rather than going on at pipeline filling. Of the two markets you mentioned, we have at this point in time no concerns about the general positive momentum in neither Switzerland or Spain.
All right, thank you. And if you could just open up a bit about the product pipeline, kind of what categories you're going to look into next fiscal year.
Well, we normally when we give our yearly report, we have a rather detailed summary of what new product launches are planned. We are very confident that there will be interesting products in the TV side, on the sound and audio side, and as well as on the more mobile or portable side, and we also look into new paradigms in terms of what audio is going to be in the future. But we cannot go into detail because only over the summer are we finally sort of deciding the ramp up or the rollout of those the pipeline.
Okay, thank you.
You'll see that in August, I think, 16 or something.
We'll look forward to that.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Lars Topholm. Please go ahead.
Yes, Lars from Carnegie here. Congratulations with the results. I have a few questions. First, maybe you can talk a little about the beginning of Q4. We spoke to dealers recently, and the feedback there certainly confirmed what you say, that the sentiment among dealers is a lot more positive than what you report here. So how has Q4 started? Then on development costs, you now specify the proportion of the P&L cost, which is CarFi, and there we can see that the development cost for, what should we say, the the audio-video business is flat year-on-year, thus we are seeing some leverage. But I wonder if I could get the same numbers for the actual incurred development cost, i.e. the cash flow impact for the 9 months this year. That's the 367 million. How much of that is CarFi? And then the same number for last year, where you had 361 million in cash expense overall. How much of that was CarFi? And then my standard question, where do you see that number going relatively over the next, let's say, 1-2 years? And then, I'll stick to those two questions for now.
Well, then I'll start from the last one, and when we come back to the sentiment and among the dealers and so on, Peter will go in on that. On the development cost, it's right that we this quarter chose to tell about explicitly what we have spent on the CarFi, because it is getting into a more significant business on the revenue side as well, of course, on the resource side. And we have spoken about this certainly very much on your initiative, Lars, that how would we see development costs. And I think we told you a number of times that we see actually in absolute kroners less growth than the top line growth, not necessarily totally flat, but a lesser growth. And we couldn't again judge it from quarter to quarter, and I don't, while Randy may be finding some numbers, I'll just say that our intention is to grow that less than the top line, and in fact we believe that the power of our development and the structural efficiency measures we're taking will enable us to have a lot of brains on board and a lot of new developments. I'll just say that